This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave.
And welcome to the Polk County Fairgrounds. We are inside, what do you call this, Anna Sharp?
This is the main building.
We're inside the main building, right inside the main doors. You're going to love that.
Right.
And it's comfortable this year, Anna.
It is so nice.
It is not smoking hot like it was last year.
No. It'll warm up this afternoon, but the animals love it when it's this temperature, trust me.
This is true.
Yeah. It is fair time, and I love it. I love it out here. Even before I became a Polk County resident, I always liked Polk County Fair.
Yeah.
Coming out here, it's just the right size. You can find your food. You can see all of the animals.
Yeah.
You can play with the toys. You can find something I can't afford to buy.
Or operate.
Yeah. Or I shouldn't be trusted to utilize.
You know, right. That's right. Rabbit turtle.
This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne. And in our booth here at the Polk County Fair, we have Anna Sharp. And she is volunteer extraordinaire with the Polk County Fair. You are the Fair Board Chair.
That's right. 10 years I've been on the board.
10?
I know.
All volunteer position.
It is.
And how many people on the board?
So we have a 5-member board, and we're all appointed by the Polk County Commissioners.
Wow.
So it is a public board. We follow, public meeting laws and all that stuff. But we are a bunch of volunteers who just have a passion for the Polk County Fair.
Yeah, you'd think that volunteers who put together a fair like this, you could just get together at the tavern and just talk and make some organizational meetings.
There's that public meeting law that says we can't get together and drink and make decisions.
That's just wrong.
We get together here and have fun for 3 days.
What about the commissioners? Can they get together and drink and make decisions for us?
That's above my pay grade. Okay. I cannot answer that question.
All right, Anna, tell us a little bit about you, because believe it or not, now everybody knows you. Although once they do, they remember you. So you're a farmer.
I am. I am married to a fourth-generation farmer here in Polk County. I got 2 kids. One just graduated high school, one headed into high school, and we run a farm about 15 minutes up the road from here, and custom seed cleaning operation. And yeah, this is not the best time of the year for me to be away for 3 days.
Custom seed cleaning operation.
Yeah.
What does that sound fancy?
Yeah. So we take grass seed and clover seed and other seeds from farmers around the area, and we clean out the garbage and put it into bags and warehouse it for them until it's time for the seed companies to come and pick it up.
That's nice. Yeah, somebody's going to do it.
Somebody's
an opportunity for other farmers who do not have the infrastructure or to hire it out, right?
Yeah, and it's an expensive investment, especially for small farm operations. And we've serviced the same growers for years and years, so they're like family. It's kind of like coming to the fair. It's just a family affair, It's great.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the fair.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite thing about it? You're putting it on, so, of course, there's going to be things you have more passion for and less passion for, but what's your greatest?
I think probably the thing I like the most about it is a family reunion. Every year for 3 days, I see people that sometimes I don't get a chance to see the rest of the year. I get a chance to visit with them, listen to great music, have a beer, look at all the amazing talents. We have kids in this county and adults in this county that have the most amazing talents for photography, floral arrangements, all kinds of stuff. And it's just, there's not one thing. You can't put your finger on it.
Yeah, it is nice because even though it's Polk County Fair, right? A lot of agricultural flavor to it, of course. But you walk by and you see people, and there's food, beverage, and there's all these people in this room. What do you call this building?
The main building.
The main building. Brandon says main building.
Main building.
And people have booths, and they may have businesses in Polk County. They may be the Republican Party.
Yeah.
They have the county commissioners. You come here and just
we
talk
do.
To your commissioner.
Yeah.
I saw our state
We've
representative, Paul Evans, is here.
Yep, Paul just walked in a little bit ago.
Yeah. So it's a great opportunity to come and just get more well acquainted with the county you live in.
It is.
And all the services and all the vendors and stuff that invest in your county.
It's fantastic as far as meeting a lot of the businesses in this community as well, because we're standing right in front of Home Comfort, and they support this fair like there's no tomorrow. And many of our businesses that are in here today, they aren't here just supporting this 3-day event. They support the fairgrounds year round. We have over 600 events year round on the fairgrounds.
Wow.
It's not just this 3-day fair.
Right.
I know you guys were talking to the Tiny Fest folks that are going to be here next weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to clean this place up, flip it, and be ready for another event next weekend. So There's always something happening here, but this is really the family reunion for 3 days.
Yeah, it's the highlight of the summer. So going, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10
so
to 10.
Are there things that we're going to experience today that we can't, that we don't want to miss?
Yeah, my advice is get online and buy yourself a 3-day pass. Okay. The nice thing is you can go online to our fair website. Just Google Polk County Fair. Make sure it's Polk County Fair in Oregon, yeah, not in Tennessee or somewhere else.
Iowa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can actually print out your fair pass at home. So you park your car and you can walk right through the gate. It's real simple this year. But there are things happening today that won't be happening tomorrow. Our entertainment today is individualized. The entertainment tomorrow is individualized. And today is the only day that we have a rodeo. And rodeo Woo-hoo! Starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
Get along, little cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
So entertainment and rodeo, and that's what I was going after. If they want to see the rodeo, they got to come down today.
Get in here and get in here before 4 o'clock. So seniors are free on Thursdays. So all of our senior citizens can come in before 4 o'clock. But after 4 o'clock, we do charge for all adults entering, no matter their age. Mm-hmm. And that's to help recoup the cost with the rodeo, because it's not an inexpensive event to put on. But as the gentleman said, it's a $50 ticket rodeo, and you're getting it for your price of admission, which is for adults $10.
That's
can't beat it.
Awesome.
How old do I have to be a senior?
You're going to need a little bit more gray hair. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to fly with me.
No. I've been accused of coloring it. No, I'm really old. I'm getting up there in years, but not old enough.
We don't talk age. It's kind of like calories. We don't talk calories because at the fair, calories don't exist.
Right. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and we are at the Polk County Fair with Anna Sharp, the chair of the Polk County Fair Commission. Group? Committee.
That works.
Committee.
Group. Yeah.
Group. All right. Yeah. All those people.
So board.
So give us an idea of the hours and things day to day. What's going on today?
So specifically today, our main stage right out here behind the main building, we'll be kicking off with the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers at 1 o'clock. They're a fiddling group. There's 10 groups around the state of Oregon. And this is one of the groups. They are here year after year. They have a cult following. It's awesome. And they're really, really good. After that is 2:30. We have a Patsy Cline tribute artist.
Fun.
She is amazing. Then at 4 o'clock, Alex Zerba takes the stage. Let's just say he's a wackadoodle, but he is so entertaining. He juggles, does magic tricks, does all kinds of stuff. 6 o'clock tonight is Evan Egger. I always mess his last name up.
Egger.
Mm-hmm. And he does some amazing, he's just a nationally known artist. We're lucky that we kind of get some of these really great name artists to play. But he is a musician, and he's got almost like a 40s funk to him. He's really good. Then, of course, you got to go to the rodeo.
Rodeo at 7.
Starts at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, as soon as the rodeo shuts down, it usually lasts just an hour or a little more than that, Trevor Tegel, who's another Oregon boy from Sweet Home, he will be taking the stage at 8 o'clock tonight to play some awesome country music and close out the fair at 10.
Wow.
Packed.
Right?
My son is going to Portland today to see some musical theater, and I think he's got his priorities all wrong.
Total entertainment all day long. And if that doesn't float your boat, we've got lots of shows going on, 4-H and FFA animal shows going on. There's demonstrations that the kids are doing. There's the play area that's out there. We've got inflatables for the kids. We don't have a big carnival, but we do have inflatables that the kids can ride that's very inexpensive. The nice thing is, I keep telling everybody, you get everything at the fair with your price of admission. There's very few things that we're going to nickel and dime you for.
Except my corn dog.
Yeah, we want you to get a corn dog. You got to get a hand-dipped corn dog at the fair.
Yes.
I mean,
I've been known to go to a fair just because I could get a corn dog.
Right, a hand-dipped one.
Yeah, we have one particular county commissioner that insists on hand-dipped corn dogs.
It's the best.
And we make him happy with hand-dipped corn dogs.
Darn right.
What kind of commitment is it for you to serve? Because this is the last year you're going to serve. You said you've been here 10 years.
This isn't the last year. It's bittersweet. Yeah.
So they booted you off, and somebody's listening right now that wants to come help run the fair. They want to be the next Anna and fill your seat. I mean, what can they expect?
You know, honestly, we are looking for some really great people. There's some other folks that will probably be retiring or rotating off. It's always open when those positions come up to apply. Because they're open positions, like I said, appointed by the county commissioners. We meet about 4 or 5 times a year. and do the board business. But we have an amazing fairgrounds manager, Tina Anderson, who really does all the heavy lifting and doesn't get near enough the credit for everything that she does. So really, we're just an administrative board that manages her. So, you know, 5-6 meetings a year, but it's really having the commitment to keeping this fair moving forward and making changes so that folks want to come back every single year and see something new and fresh.
Nice to give props to the administrator. That's right. She runs the thing. And you're just the pretty face.
Tina's the pretty face. Oh. I'm telling you. Okay. Yeah. She's wandering around down there. No, she is a workhorse, and she does not get enough credit for what she does. Her dedication to this fairgrounds for over 30 years has been tremendous.
That's awesome.
And your family farming in this community for four generations.
Fourth generation.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We got to thank you for that, too.
Yeah.
So you went through a lot of economic cycles to keep it going.
Well, farming's not easy.
No,
I was not raised a farmer, so.
Not for the faint of heart,
the,
right?
The MBA did not qualify me to work on the farm. That is absolutely for certain.
What amazes me, we're talking before the show, really quick before we take a break, is the diversity of crops that you grow there in Perrydale.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Run through some of the things you grow on the same farm. Because you think of a farm, oh, this is a corn farm, or, you know, this is a grass seed farm.
Well, in the Midwest, in big farms, it is. It's corn, cottons, and soybeans. But we have different types of grasses. We've got clover, we've got canola seed, radish seed, turnip seed, hazelnuts, wine grapes, and yes, we are one of those people that threw in some hemp this year.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, so we're usually 11 different crops. So it is. It's busy.
That's good.
Real busy. But Polk County's that way, too.
Yeah, and we could talk all day, and we will be talking for the next couple hours. By the way, it's a two-hour Newsmakers today, so we're here 12 to 2 for today and tomorrow. So stick with us. We're going to take a break. We've been talking to Anna Scharf of the Polk County Fair Committee, and we're going to come right back and talk some more. This is Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Now, back to Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth. Presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and sponsored in part also by Old Mill Feed and Garden, Synergized Auto, and Some Things.
Well, it takes a lot of sponsors to make something like this work.
They like to local people supporting local causes.
Right. So we got a local radio. We got a local county fair.
Darn right.
And all the sponsors behind us here in the L&L Equipment booth. It's just really cool. I mean, you know how we promote, you know, buying local, support local, and, you know, just listen to the number of sponsors that we have that allows us to come out here and have the booth, but allows Polk County to even put on the fair. And we're in the main building, and throughout the main building on the walls all the way around here are banners for people who have booths, who have sponsored, and organizations that are active in the community. So it's pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
I know we can't spend our lives in Walmarts and Home Depots, right?
Got to come out to the fair.
We got to come out and do some of and support the people who are really invested in integrating the community.
Yeah.
Right. And speaking about it being invested in the community, who's our guest, Dave?
Coach Michelle.
Of
South Salem High School, right?
Yes.
So tell us what's going on. Yeah, I mean, I was intrigued when you made the phone call to me and you said, hey, I'd really like to come on and talk about this because this is a huge thing for South Salem.
It is, yes. We're getting highly competitive this year. Very happy to announce that. And we got a bid to nationals, which means it takes a lot of work to get there, but that's our goal, is to get the team there and kind of make ourselves known.
Okay, so tell us what the team is.
So South Salem High School cheerleading competition, it's the varsity team. We are working hard this year to become very part of our community and get out there and volunteer and as well as get people to kind of help us out and all become a team here and you know, get cheerleading back on the map.
So you're the Saxon cheerleader coach.
Yes, yeah, I'm the assistant coach.
Assistant coach. Yes. And there's a varsity team? And a junior varsity team? Is there a freshman team?
So there's just a varsity and a JV this year.
Okay.
Yep.
And the JVs, do they participate, say, at the JV football teams? How does that work?
Yes. So JV is involved in JV and freshmen, and they are cheering for them during every home game during the season. Varsity cheers for varsity games. locally, and as well as going up to Portland. And then from varsity, we choose a competition team, and they are the ones that go out and do competitive cheering with local as well as state competition, and then hopefully moving on from there. So,
all right, so many questions. Do you mind if I just pepper you with questions?
Please.
Okay, how many people in a varsity squad?
15.
15, and how many of those 15 are upperclassmen, juniors or seniors?
I would say 9.
9 out of 15?
Yes.
Wow. And the junior varsity, are they primarily freshmen and
yes.
sophomores? Do you have upperclassmen in junior varsity?
No.
Okay, how do you get selected to make that jump from junior varsity to varsity? Is it a talent-based tryout?
Not fall.
Is it
not trip?
Right.
Not drop your partner.
Step number one.
You brought in five new sponsors.
Yes, right. So in order to make it to varsity as opposed to JV, there is the tryout process. So that includes jumps to just, you know, cheering to dance as well as some stunting knowledge.
Okay.
So it just is a very more highly skilled. My grammar was terrific.
No, that was it. Was all right.
it's higher skill as far mm-hmm. as, you know, sharpness, maybe experience in cheer. Maybe you have a really good skill in tumbling as well, because gymnastics, right, is a huge part of cheer.
Does anybody come in as a freshman and make varsity?
Yes.
Really?
It is few and far between, but we okay. had, I believe, 2 this year make varsity. My daughter, her freshman year, actually made varsity.
Is that your daughter right there?
It is.
Right here
yes.
in front of the L&L equipment booth.
It is.
Hello,
yes.
South Salem cheerleader T-shirt on and everything.
What's her name?
Okay.
Angelique. She is also
Angelique.
On the team.
Right.
Yes.
She's
yes.
going to do some round-offs for us in a bit.
Yes.
I can't wait
She's
to see the round-offs.
Doing some tricks.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting off track here. All right. We're learning about South Salem cheer, this Factions, of course.
Yes.
Even though they're not in Polk County, you got a presence out here.
We do.
Interview
them. Yes.
All right. So varsity, junior varsity, tumbling. And there's 15 in a squad. How many in a performance? You said there's a sub-squad for performance, right?
Right. So it can be any number. We're hoping that all 15 can catch that skill. We'll have another kind of push to competition tryout, you know, to see who is cutting the team.
Mustard.
So, yes, usually it'll be between 12 and 15. You get most of the girls in there that... And then you have some step-ins that will stand in case anybody gets hurt or
some alternates
is sick or mm-hmm. anything like that happens.
You don't want to know what I know about cheerleading? I know that in high school, I was not cool enough to date any of them.
Oh.
So I knew that
were,
you know, they were on an echelon of society in high school that I did not belong.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So,
so you're part of us now, maybe that's all that matters.
How do you
matters.
Get in and this and that and the skills?
Yes.
And, of course, different schools, like marching bands, different schools do different things with their, I would call it a spirit community, right,
mm-hmm.
with your
yep.
spirit and squad. And at South... There goes my stuttering again. At South, is there like one group that does tumbling and one group that does cheer for the crowd and things like that? Or is it differentiated? Because
yep.
I know some of them actually have a dance squad, and then there's some that have a tumbler squad, and some that have, and they're separate from a cheer squad.
Right. So there is a cheer squad and a dance squad. So those are two separate entities. Although the cheer team does do a lot of dance and sideline dances during mm-hmm. games and things like that, as well as their competition routine. A lot of that is part of a dance. So, but as far as tumbling, that's all involved in cheer.
Okay.
Dance would be the only separate team. South keeps it all united as far as cheer goes, and then they kind of sub off of that team to go to different sports if it's not football or basketball. So there is different kind of, you know, there might be a spirit advisor that's putting posters up on lockers for games coming up and mm-hmm. making cookies for the wrestling team, and we do a lot of that kind of spreading that cheer, for
that's
lack
right.
of a better word.
That's right.
So,
well, we're in Polk County, so we have to get a shout out to the Central High girls.
Of course, yes, right? They kill it when it comes to competition.
They crushed
yes.
it. Was it just last year a national
yes,
title?
Yes, I believe
so. Nationals and different division because it's a different size school. Is that right?
Right.
So you wouldn't be in direct competition with them, but wow,
that'd be cool to have two
job.
Salem schools. Nationally, right?
Yeah, two local schools would be fantastic.
What other Valley schools are going to go to nationals? Anybody?
I haven't heard of anyone yet.
Okay.
I know that North. I know that North sometimes will compete. It just depends on coaching and the school staff. I believe they may do it again, which would be great. Nationals kind of is another whole nother ballpark as far as
competition goes, but a lot of local schools will do local competitions and the state competitions, which is great. Hopefully we see North out there. That'd be exciting. But again, they're in another division.
All right, let's talk a little bit about how the community can help. You need to fundraise?
Yes, we are doing many fundraisers. I've kind of been on a fundraising kick the last couple of weeks.
Do you sell corn dogs? Because you got two sales right here with you.
I wish.
Guaranteed right
I
now.
I wish, because fair corn dogs are the best, might I add. Yes. Yeah. So we have a car wash coming up tomorrow. So speaking of this month, Les Schwab's on Mission Street. We're going to be pushing it out there, getting these girls to work, earning their keep. Helping everybody out. It's just donations accepted. And that'll be from 9 to 1 at the Les Schwab's on Mission Street.
What day again?
Tomorrow Friday, August 9th.
Okay,
yeah. And then we have a Jersey Mike's dinner from 4 to 9 on August 22nd as well, where we get 30% of those proceeds for anybody that comes in and eats that night. So.
Well, if the listener is anything like me, or maybe they're driving, they need to write this thing down, so which I'm not going to do. So is there a website? Is there a website to find these events?
Please follow us on social media. On Instagram, it's South_Salem_cheer. Please follow us. We always post on there what our upcoming events are. We'd love your support any way we can get it, as well as business sponsorships.
Is that a Twitter handle or something?
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram handle.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, yes.
You can see how cool I am and why I never did it to cheerleaders, right?
Yeah. So follow us if you can't keep track. We're always posting on there. And there's lots of, you know, marketing and advertising kind of kicks and that kind of thing for businesses if they want to support and, you know, give that to the community. So we're appreciative of anything that comes our way.
So did your involvement, Coach Michelle, coincide with your daughter coming into the high school and you volunteered, or were you already involved in the South program?
Well, I have coached cheerleading for going on 17 years, which makes me feel really old when I say that out loud. I did a lot of tumbling and gymnastics, which led into cheerleading in high school when I was in high school, which led into coaching once I graduated. So just been doing it. It's a passion of mine. And actually, it's the other way around. She does cheer because I'm involved. So that's what I like to tell her.
I'm doing it. She just came out of the room.
She was a little one. Yep. And she's always, you know, done it. So we like the time together and enjoy it. So
she's probably
great.
Doing all the toddler gymnastics.
She did. Yep. From when she could walk. Yeah.
Tumbling out of the womb.
Yes. Wow. Yes, I like that. Exactly. Exactly.
That is really fun. So do you have a presence out here? Do you have an opportunity to raise money? Or are you just coming to visit us at KYKN?
I'm coming out to visit you guys at the KYKN. And we're going to cruise around the fair because you can't pass up an opportunity.
That's right.
But, yeah, just came out here to show some love and, you know, tell you guys thank you for your support as well for letting me come on here.
That is awesome. Yeah. Tomorrow is fundraiser for South Salem Saxons cheerleading squad. They're going to national competition and you want to see them 9 to 1 tomorrow at Les Schwab on Mission Street.
Yes.
So, and that's a great big parking lot. So you can get in and out of that. Don't worry about the traffic, folks. You can
absolutely
get in and out of a huge parking lot. Go get your car washed. Give them a donation. Look for them on Instagram. And also another event you have coming up.
August 22nd,
Jersey Mike's.
Which Jersey Mike's? 4 to 9 p.m. The one on Commercial Street.
Commercial South.
Yep.
That's dangerously close to Sprague. I don't know. That might be, this would be turf.
I know the territories get so overcrossed up there. But you know what? I like to say we like to have squad camaraderie. Uh-huh. And we want all squads to unite. So more power to everybody.
And I like that you want your girls to go out there and get involved in the community. And
absolutely.
So that's terrific. Hey, you're listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave. We're at the Polk County Fair. And we're going to take a quick break. And we'll have somebody else to talk to. So stay with us right after this.
Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center and our booth. Is sponsored in part by Rick Rial Farm Supply, Dallas Trophy and Sign Work, and Squirrels Taxi Service.
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Squirrels Taxi. That's something you could remember.
Yes.
Right? And tax service and such. All right. Hey, I got to give this speech because I'll probably give it tomorrow, too. Because what's really cool about Polk County and being in a more rural and agricultural area is that so many Americans don't know where their food comes from. You read these articles on how kids think the food comes from the freezer.
Right.
Or it comes from Safeway.
Yeah.
Or people are not connected. You know, funny stories. They don't know that, you know, meat comes from beef and all these things.
Cows,
disconnect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to, it's just something to think about real quick, that somebody's taking some expensive land. Now, follow me, folks. Next time you get a 99-cent hamburger, right, and you get a $1.99 value menu hamburger, somebody has some expensive land and some expensive equipment and employees, and they plant a seed in the ground, and it takes months and months and months. They have to water it and fertilize, and they have to put the chemicals on it, and then they have to harvest this thing, right, on the expensive land with expensive equipment with expensive labor. They're going to harvest this thing, and then somehow they're going to transport it, and they're going to have to refine it, right? If it's grain, you're going to have to, you know, work the grain, and then you have to package it, and they have to ship to somebody else, and they have the shipping costs, and someone's going to turn that into flour, into bread, right? All of those things happen, and that's just the bun on your burger. It has nothing to do with the actual hamburger and the meat.
Right.
And you have to add to that the cucumbers that were grown for the pickles and the vinegar that was used to pickle them, and add it down the list.
Ketchup, this is where mustard, our lettuce.
It is a miracle of agricultural science. It is a miracle of agricultural productivity in America.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You can go buy food as cheaply as you can in America. With the standard of living for people who are working and the wages, we're not talking about people in, you know, the backwoods of China working for pennies a day. We're talking about American workers producing this food and putting it available to you for really small costs. I mean, Nobody likes to buy their grocery bill, you know, and everybody loves, you know, fast food prices. But when you think about it, folks, all of those chains of production and all the things to be able to get to McDonald's, and then they retail it to you, which means the retailer's making money on that with the ketchup and the mustard and everything else, and the cleaning of the place for a buck or two is unbelievable.
Right.
That's that.
Definitely.
I think people have to remember that in America. And we're in Polk County. We're seeing the production of a lot of this stuff, and I just want to be top of mind for folks. All right. We got a guest back in the booth, right? So, Chris, welcome to the booth.
Thank you.
Chris Oren, you're with Summit Computers. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Hey, there's so many people walking
invite.
Around. We could just sit here for days talking to people who come out to the fair, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Summit Computers.
Well, we're a small business, small commercial computer repair. We do repair on, you know, obviously PCs and Macs, and then we also repair cell phones and tablets and iPads and all that stuff.
Well, I got a big screen here.
I know.
Could you do that?
Yes, sir, we could.
He saw my phone as dollar signs. So
yeah. Okay. And the cases, too.
Yeah, the laptop that we're broadcasting on got dropped, so it got a little damage on there.
Yeah, so and we take care of all that, and then we have our retail shop right in downtown Monmouth, right there on Main Street.
Oh, okay.
And we opened up that in July 1st of 14, and we've been marching ever since.
Downtown Monmouth.
Yep.
So how big a reach do you have? Do you come into Salem? Do you come into Kaiser?
We actually have quite a few customers outside of the Monmouth, Independence, Dallas area. Mm-hmm. And we take care of, I have quite a few up in Portland, which are more businesses than I do residential. But we have a ton of residential in West Salem, Dallas, Monmouth, Independence, Falls City, West Salem. We do go to Albany, too, because we also do on-site service. So we'll set up, you know, for tons of businesses and residential, you know, a lot of the elderly folks don't like to bring their machines in, so we'll go to them.
Oh,
and
that's a good value. That's
we'll deliver the machines. We purchase new ones for them, repair the old ones, and you know if it's not worth it, we'll tell them that too. Unfortunately, some don't like to hear that either.
It's true. We're talking to Chris Oren here at the Polk County Fair, and he's with Summit Computers. So you started answering all my questions there. So you do sell the hardware, where you'll sell the new computer.
Yes, sir, we do.
Desktops and laptops both.
Yes, sir.
Do you build them, or are you reselling them, or
we do. We do both. We do have quite a following with Western Oregon University, the students over there. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of the foreign students. They like us to build custom machines for them because they love the gaming part of it. So we've done our most expensive gaming build was about $11,000 for a machine. Yeah, we did. It was it's pretty, it was pretty, pretty radical.
Pretty fast. Yeah. So I have to substantially change my quality of life for about $11,000.
Yeah, I couldn't believe you even wanted it. And then on average, we probably have between $3,000 and $6,000 machines for builds that we do for custom builds.
Okay.
So which is
not your standard office setup.
No. These are like, you know, they got that new i9 processor out, and then they have the, you know, the dual and triple video cards, and they just want, all they're looking for is frames per second. That's it.
Interesting.
And on average, like the general laptops and stuff, you're probably talking 35 to 45. We're pushing an upwards of 190 to 250, and which is incredible speeds for gamers. You know, that's what they love to do because they want to be pro gamers.
Yeah. Wow.
Imagine getting paid $1 million to play video games.
Yes. Are they pro gamers?
Only if only.
Some people, if you get the right degree, you know, they're exposure, you can get into that industry for design even.
Oh, yeah.
The game design is
that
a whole,
would be fun.
You know, market or job opportunity. What didn't exist when I was in school.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm right.
All right.
With
so,
you.
So obviously you make them, you service them, things break down, right?
Correct.
And you service them and fix them. You can bring them in or you might be able to go on site. What about software?
Software, most of the time with the software, we can operate it, but it's more on the repair side. So if you're having trouble with QuickBooks or you're having trouble with Word or Excel or something like that, we can come in there. And I know the number of files it takes to have Word work and Excel and QuickBooks and Adobe and all those. But the inner workings of them, I mean, I can play, but holy cow, it's, you know, you almost have to, it's almost a side job in itself. To understand all the entities of the software itself.
Well, so I'm gathering that for some computers, that it's more about getting that program to work on your unit and not necessarily teaching how to use that program.
That's correct. We are in the process of working on, some training that we're going to be offering here soon. Trying to find a facility. Hopefully we're going to work with the schools, see if we can get people in there for like the elderly and people that want to come in there and learn like Windows 10 and the iPad and the iPhones, because we get a lot of requests on a daily basis on how do you do this and how do you do that, you know, and because the machines aren't going away and they're just going to get more and more technologically advanced. And a lot of the older generation, including myself, we didn't actually grow up with it all, but thank God my dad, you know, with the military and everything else in there, it helped me, introduce me to it.
Is this a second generation business?
No, this is the first gen.
Oh, how long has it been around?
I started the business actually in 2008, and then I opened up my shop in 2014.
So how'd you come up with the name Summit Computers?
Well, during the military, we always, our instructors, when we were during training, they always told us, we have to start at the top. And whenever you start at the top, everybody else wants to set their standard to that. So for me, you know, the summit is the top. You can't get any higher than that. And so you got to set a standard right there, and then you got to stay there. And that's the whole concept for me is whenever I lose doubt or something, I'm always thinking, hey, there's people on my tail right now. I got to keep it going and, you know, never quit. So.
All right, so we're talking to Chris Oren, and you're the owner of Summit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you served our country.
Yes, sir.
In which branch?
I was Navy for 10 years.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that service.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'd do it again, too.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty darn cool. All right. What else do people need to know about Summit? Tell us about the hours. Obviously, downtown.
Right. The address
And you know what else I want to know?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, so many questions fly into my head at the same time. It's just a disease. Is personnel. So get an idea of your crew and when people can find you.
Okay. We're open Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. And then on Saturdays, 10 to 3. We have, there's four of us working. I have two techs, myself, plus an office manager. And it's on a first come, first serve basis. So usually the phones we can get in and get out relatively quick. Cell phone repairs, screen repairs, charge port repairs, and stuff like that. We can get those in and out. And usually system cleanups on laptops and desktops and Macs and all that, we can get those relatively quick too. When it comes to like repairs, if we have to order parts or something like that, obviously we're at the mercy of our vendors that we get them from. But it's one of these things that it's a hometown. I started it myself. Better known, operated, and I'd like to you know, expand. My goal is to be like the next Les Schwab, but in the computer side, you know, have these small shops all over the place because I think the big stores, Amazon is wiping them out, you know, and the Best Buys and the Office Max and all those, you know, they're closing and they're going more online than anything. But, you know, people still want to know where their machines are going and who has access to their data and so forth.
And I like to do business with people I can meet in the street, people I can see face to face and say, hey, Chris, you know, this is what's going on with machine, and there is something to that personal. Hopefully our society will do a full swing.
I'm hoping so.
And say, yes. Hey, I'm tired of being anonymous. I'm tired of being treated like I'm a 18-digit account number. And I'm going to go in where Chris goes, hey, Dave, what's the issue today? Right? Oh, how did that repair work for us, right?
Yeah, let's fix Brent's little phone there, screen.
Hey, Brent, we got a few issues right over here anyway.
Yeah, I can't believe you work on droids and Apple products and PCs and the whole thing. My last question before we go to break is where do you find your people and how do you get them trained up? I mean, that's kind of the hardest thing in a lot of fields right now is getting qualified people.
You know, I'll be brutally honest with you. It's the hardest son of a gun. It's the biggest problem I have. And the reason for that is now I'm going to be stereotyping right now, but the millennials, I get a lot of the younger generation getting in there, and a lot of them, thank God the crew I have right now is incredible. But some of the past employees, they come in, they work great. They, you know, for the first couple weeks, and then all of a sudden their true colors come out and they're like, hey, I'm going to take lunch. So they go to lunch, you give them an hour for lunch. And then an hour and a half later, they show up and you counsel them and do this and do that. And then they come back an hour and a half later, 2 days later, and it's like, then they come to work 15 minutes late. Well, I didn't think you'd mind. Well, we already told you, you know. And here I am, you know, my father instilled these two things into me. So one, if I shake my hand with somebody, you better live up to that. And I try to do my best to do that. And the second thing is that old adage that says old age and treachery will always overcome youth and skill. My God, I wish I could hire all the 50, 60, 70-year-olds to come and work for me. But then, you know, because their work ethic is incredible. And now I got a couple that are working for me today that I think they should have been 40, 50 years old because their work ethic is incredible.
It's not a lost generation. And don't let him fool you, folks. I know you're listening to the radio. He is not old. He looks like, I mean, you're talking about he's an older generation. What are you talking about? You're a generation younger than I am. So
I'm old.
To take a break. Chris, we appreciate you being here with Summit Computers. We're going to take a break. We're at the Polk County Fair. You're listening to Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on Newsmakers. 1430 KYKN Salem is listening.
Now, back to Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth. Presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by our friends at Green Acres Landscape and the booth, of course, here at the Polk County Fair, brought to you in part by Blackbird Boutique LLC, First American Title, and the Car Shop in Dallas. Good guys.
Oh, so many things to talk about here at the Polk County Fair. My name is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and come on out and see us. We have, before we go to the top of the hour, and we are going to be here in the next hour as well. So make sure you stick with us as you get to know more and more about the Polk County Fair and the interesting folks out here. In the booth with us is Rachel. She's a youth. We have a youth. It's your first time on radio, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're live radio. Does that, like, terrify you or anything?
Kinda.
Because it's like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, 14 million people listening right now, right?
Kinda.
So, no, it's fun and easy. I tell all the guests it's fun and easy. So thanks for coming to join us.
Yeah, of course.
I noticed right away you walked up to the booth and you're wearing a 4-H sweatshirt.
Yes.
So I think 4-H is super cool.
I want you
to know. So tell everybody what 4-H stands for.
4-H is just a program that helps kids develop, and the 4-H's are heads, hands, heart, and health, and so our motto goes off of that.
That is awesome. So you're participating in the Polk County Fair?
Yes, I am. I have 9 photos entered in the 4-H building.
Wow.
What are the photos of?
A whole bunch of different things. I entered animals, a landscape photo, other photos, different categories. Yeah.
So we're talking during the break, and Rachel, you're West Salem High School student.
Yes.
Right? And you're the only person in your family involved in 4-H.
Yes.
That is super cool. I like that. You just like, I just jumped in. That looks interesting, and yeah. and you get involved. So, but then you gravitated to the photography,
mm-hmm.
and you said you have some of that are animals, right?
Yeah.
But you're not so much into animal husbandry. You're not out there breeding rabbits and showing, you know, your prize hog or anything.
No, I can't do it because I don't have property in West Salem.
So did you see something at West Salem that says, here's one of your options for extracurricular activities?
No, I just found out about it from, I think, a poster board actually here at Polk County Fair before
really?
I joined, and I saw a club that I was really interested in called the Achievers, and I noticed that they were doing a whole bunch of fun activities, and I really wanted to get involved.
That is cool. Yeah. Have you been able, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 7 years now.
What? 7 years?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Wow, so you're a youth and you're coming out here. Hey, folks, did you just hear a reason to bring your family out to Polk
right?
County Fair? She was 9 years old, and she came in here, and she found something that piqued her interest.
Yeah.
And then she has something that she belongs to for the last
4 years.
Photography,
and then 7 years for 4-H, yes.
Wow, that is amazing.
Good
there
for
are
you.
Things out here, folks, for you, for your folks, for your kids. Come out to the Polk County Fair. So, Rachel, you're West Salem High School student. How's that going?
It's going good. It's really fun. I'll be a junior this year, which kind of scares me, but I really like it there.
You're an upper-class
man. Yes.
An upper-class lady, upper-class woman, upper-class, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a non-sexist way of saying this. She's in a junior and a senior. So everyone's going to be looking up to you in those lowly freshmen. You remember being those lowly freshmen.
Yeah. Right?
But then
yeah,
you can mentor someone.
Yeah, my brother. My brother's going to be a freshman this year.
That
so.
Is cool. So what kind of other things you were saying that your siblings are involved in Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's fascinating. Your family has not a history of agriculture or 4-H, but you locked in 9 years ago or 7 years ago at the Polk County Fair and found something new. Have you been able to recruit any of your friends to join you in the activity?
Not really, because my main thing before I found photography was archery. And so I didn't know a lot, so I was happy to find photography, but I haven't really got them to join. I've tried to get some people that I found that were also interested in archery, but they just were like, I don't know, I have other things I want to do.
Yeah.
So, but I've tried.
There's a lot of options for people in your generation now.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the competition in the show. So over in the other building, the 4-H building.
Yeah.
All right. So are your photographs judged? And there'll be prize winners and things like that?
Yeah, so we judge them. We take all the photos in on Monday, and we sit down and judge them, and they get white, blue, and red ribbons, and then there's champions, reserve champions, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Which is better, the white or the blue?
The white.
Okay.
Or wait, no, the blue.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Oh. It goes
white. You want
white,
the blue ribbon.
Yeah, it goes white, red, blue, reserve champion, and a champion.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So who is it that does the judging?
We hire different judges every year, and the 4-H, the OSU Extension, which is the people that run 4-H here, mm-hmm. at least, spend money and pay the judges to come here.
Just like to remind everybody, all our listeners in Marion County, that a few years back, we voted for a little bit of extra tax to go to 4-H Extension to keep it going.
That's so cool.
So, of course, we're in Polk County, and you're going to school in Polk County.
Yeah.
But, hey, when it comes up in the ballot, just remember all the great things that they support. So you have a bunch of pictures, and how many competitors are out there against you?
I don't know. There's so many. It's hard, it's hard to keep track in my head.
And how are we going to know which ones are Rachel's?
My name's on them.
Name's right on it. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have to go to the top of the hour listening to Rachel. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, come on out to Polk County Fair with Brent and Dave. You've been listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN, Salem and Polk County. They're all listening.
It's time for a hand-dipped hot dog. That's what I'm talking about. Corn dog.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply, 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.